Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
To the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in today. Welcome to the show. Those of you who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818- 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Have a great show for you today. Like I said earlier, don't miss this show. Okay? Don't miss this show. And if you know what I'm talking about, just call into the show, listen, or call in and be a part of the show. Speak your part on this episode. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook and, of course, on Blog Talk Radio on my show page. If you are on my show page, click on the icon there that says follow this show. Follow this show. If you click on that and set that up however you want in order to follow the show, that works out. And also on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go in there, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and become friends of the show. And also on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account or if you like to tweet, go there to the show page on Twitter at The Frank Williams Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. I'm sorry. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay, so that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, a Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. A couple of quick things here. I didn't get a chance to watch any of the Zimmerman trial today, but I did start to look at some excerpts from the trial. It seems like he's got some bad stuff in his own accounts of, you know, what happened that night. Okay, you know, police take statements immediately, you know, because they want to get to the bottom of what's going on immediately as fast as they can. So they want to get to witnesses and things like that as fast as they can. In order to expedite the process. Now, so that it's fresh on your mind at that time, then, you know, you'll be able to account of exactly what you saw, all right? Unless you're trying to hide something, you're trying not to say something, or something of that nature, and then that's how things work out. It falls down, everything breaks down when you don't tell exactly what happened. If you don't tell exactly what happened, how you remember it, then the next time you try to tell it, there's something that you left out in the first time, or vice versa. So now he seemed to have left out that someone jumped out of the bushes at him, and started pounding his head to the concrete. So now, and there aren't any bushes at that spot where he says someone jumped out of the bushes at him. So he's got a problem here, all right? And they're going to figure it out because he's on trial. So something's not jiving. He said he's not guilty. He said he had, it was self-defense. But as it's turning out, it wasn't self-defense at all. So here we go again, guys, on this kind of roller coaster of a thing here. And, but, you know, they're going to figure it out. Something's going to happen, okay? And we'll get to that after a while. Okay, so, but without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the episode of the show. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. The episode today is called Why Do We Treat Family Worse Than Friends? Why do we treat family worse than friends? That's my question. And I don't understand it, then I do understand it. Or I didn't understand it before now. You know, all I'm saying is that when a family member throws you a curveball, okay, you've been knowing this family. See, kids that are family members, they get upset with each other, but then the next time they meet up, they kind of forgot all about what happened, and kind of keep moving on. But adults, you know, as you get older, it's harder and harder to forget the bad things that people do to you, okay? And it's even harder to forget the bad things that family members do to you, okay? And that's exactly why family members are sometimes treated worse than friends. Because sometimes friends won't treat you the way that family members treat you. Okay? And that, you know, that's the deal right there. You know, and we say, okay, well, wasn't that bad? Well, it may not have been that bad. Then again, it may have been that bad. But here's the key. The key is, it was bad. And then from a family member, you don't expect your family member to treat you the way that they treat you. Okay? So when a family member does something bad to you, takes some money, you know, do something that you don't agree with, totally, you guys may get into a small argument about it, but you don't understand why they're doing this, because as long as you've known them up to that point, we were okay. We were fine. We were good. They're good people. But let me tell you something. As soon as someone gets into your pocket for some money, or as soon as someone says something bad to you, I'm talking about family members now, then you kind of cut them off. Now, some friends you might do that to as well, but you'll probably hook back up with that friend. But that family member, you just don't understand. You just don't understand why they're doing this to you. How can they treat me that way? You know, that's a side of them that I never saw before. And you know, and I had that in my family. And believe me, guys, when things happen like this, it'll push you so far apart that it takes years and years for you to inch and inch and inch and inch and inch back together. Because that's exactly what's happening now. You're starting to inch and inch back together. You may not know it, but at some point y'all going to talk and y'all going to be closer together at that point. if they apologize, you might come on in and y'all get close again. But you got to kind of feed them with that long-handled spoon then. So when they come to ask you for some money this time, then you'll be real with them. You'll tell them, well, you're gonna have to borrow it from someone else because what happened the last time, I don't want it to happen again. So let me let you go borrow it from your cousin over there. Okay? So why do we treat family worse than friends? A friend you haven't known, maybe some, you know, you don't have a whole lot of childhood friends. You don't have a, and I'm talking to people in, you know, 30s, 40s. You don't have a whole lot of childhood friends that you had during childhood that you still have, okay? The friends that you have now, you've recently met them, or you met them, you know, 5 years ago, or you met them maybe 10 years ago, you know, a really long time friend. But usually we change friends all the time. So you don't really know that friend. And you'll give them the benefit of the doubt before you give your family member the benefit of the doubt, because you've known your family member all your life. Never had this problem out of them. Then all of a sudden, you see a side that you hadn't seen before. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, Jeremy, he might fight. You know, Jeremy ain't no pushover at all. He might, you know, he might fight a little bit. Oh, Jeremy, you've been knowing Jeremy all your life, but then it's just this one time when y'all might be out at a football game or something, and you get back to go back to the car, and somebody pushing somebody, and Jeremy step up. Like, oh, Jeremy, he might fight. At least he ain't gonna let somebody push him around. Y'all know what I'm saying? So, you know, you didn't know Jeremy like that. But you start to have a different feel about Jeremy now because of what happened. Same thing happened when you loan a family member money. Then they start hiding from you. Call them up. They hide. Oh, man. What's wrong with Jeremy? He used to answer his phone all the time. You can always talk to Jeremy. All of a sudden, Jeremy not answering the phone now because he owe you money. Now you got a different respect about Jeremy. Because Jeremy in your pocket for $400 or $500. You loan him some money to pay his rent. Now, Jeremy's a family member. Jeremy said he was going to pay you back such and such a time. But now such and such a time has come, Jeremy hiding. Jeremy, your cousin, man, y'all grew up together. You've been knowing Jeremy all your life. But now that Jeremy owe you money, he hiding from you, Jeremy filed. You can't understand why Jeremy is doing you like this. And I'm just using, a lot of people just joined the show, but I'm just using Jeremy as, you know, just a person in a hypothetical situation. But all of you guys have family members like this that you had to pretty much cut off because of something like this. You might cut your friend off because of something like this, but y'all will probably get back together. But you just can't believe that your family member, Jeremy, would do you like that. Never did it before. Every time you borrowed money from him, paid you back. Every time you borrow money from him, pay him back. Everything good. Pay when you say you're going to pay. Everything good. But it took that one time for Jeremy not to pay and start hiding from you. Man, I might want to jump Jeremy when I see him again. I might want to swing on Jeremy when I see him again. Because of money. But we do treat our family members worse than we treat friends. And I'm not saying it's right, but I understand. I had a similar situation. Didn't understand then, but I understand now. Okay, if you need money that bad where you want to defraud your siblings, never happened before, but you want to defraud your siblings, okay, at this time because of some money, not a lot of money, but a significant amount of money. But you want to defraud your siblings so that you could have the money, not them. I don't understand. Never had that problem before. Why am I having it now? I don't understand. So you start to pull away from that family member. I'm like, hey, if you needed it that bad, go ahead. Take it. But at least say, hey, Frank, you know, how about if you loan me this money? I need this money because I'm behind on my mortgage and I need to get caught up. Do that. That's how I knew you before. Do that so that I can say, okay, I don't want you to lose your place. Go ahead. Take the money. Take half of the money. Whatever. My mortgage paid up. You need to catch up. That's what family is about. But now you want to defraud the family members. And you want to take it all. And then figure it out. You figure it out. Figure out what happened. Because you can't hide it. Figure out what happened. And you're like, oh, man. I didn't know they were like that. And now you don't want to see them. You don't want to talk to them. Because they took from you. They stole from you. So you don't want to talk to them. You don't want to have anything to do with someone like that. So we'll treat our family member worse than we treat our friends. It happens. Let me tell you something. If it hadn't happened to you, it's going to happen before you leave this place. Before you go 6 feet under, it's going to happen to you. If it hadn't happened already, a family member is going to do you wrong. Get ready for it. You can say all you want. I'm not. I don't. It ain't gonna happen to me, Frank. It ain't gonna happen to me. My family folks good, man. Every time I loan them some money, they pay me back. Whenever I might borrow some money, if I'm on edge, I pay them back. It ain't happening to me, Frank. I don't know where you get this stuff from, brother. It's gonna happen to you. Just get ready for it. Maybe you'll be a bigger person than I am. Because for me, I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I talk with you. I kick it around with you, whatever. But when you start to do each other wrong, you know, you start to look at each other different. Some things you understand, but some things you just don't understand. You just don't understand what they done put me through. You just don't understand what happened. Frank, you just don't understand what's been going on. And you're right. I probably don't understand. And I'm going to tell you, I really don't understand. Being there all these years for people, all the time, you there, you helping them, you help them do this, you help them do that, help them move to a new house, help them whatever, buy a car, help them do this, help them do that. Then, voila, they step on your neck with something. And that's the way family will do you. And family will do you worse than they'll do a friend. They'll come and take from you before they'll go and take from someone else. They feel like, ain't no my brother-in-law. He'll be all right. He ain't going to kill me. You know, I'll take something from his house. He'll be all right. He ain't going to kill me. If he find out I got it, he ain't going to kill me. We'll figure it out later. That's one of them crackhead moves right there. They'll steal from their own family before they go out and steal from friends. You know why? Just because of that. He ain't gonna kill me. If he find out I got it, he ain't gonna kill me. You know, and because you've been doing it to family members already, we know you were probably the one that got it. But you know what else? Because you've been doing it, we know not to let you in the house when you come by. Because you already been doing it, we know not to answer your call when you call the cell phone. Well, you probably using somebody else's phone to call the cell phone, so we might answer it because we don't get the phone number. But we know not to answer your call. So family will do you worse than your friends will do you. That's why you treat your family worse then you treat your friends when something like this happens to you. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. The show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax and accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. At 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening again. I had a jam-packed show today. All my lines were busy. All of my lines were full. So people that weren't able to get into the show, I'm sorry who were trying to call. I'm sorry, but, join me again tomorrow for the show. 6:30 p.m. is our new time, guys, and we're going to run it from there. Thank you again for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. Be careful. And I'll see you tomorrow, 6:30, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Talk to you.
Say yeah. yeah, I got to be me. Person that you really are now.